Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting second. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. And now, play ball. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool throws to second for one, and McMillan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Alou moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klaus moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Canizaro and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kroll fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Canizaro hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Canizaro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lanier out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroll hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kroll moves to third. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Lewis moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Mays chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Pagan. Pagan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Pagan. Kroll scores. Lewis scores. McMillan goes all the way around to score. Cranepool moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's 5-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christopher moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and has Christopher trapped. There's the throw to Lanier who tags Christopher for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroll is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kroll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Canizaro moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Canizaro moves to third. Kroll moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canizaro tags and scores. Kroll tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kroll scores. Lewis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Cowan now playing center field. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 3 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.